taxes, and insurance expense. Current year, $161,419. Previous year, $144,976. Change, -11.34%. Like they say, there are two sure things in life, death and taxes. In property management, I would include insurance. You cannot acquire an investment property without insurance. The bank won't let you. Since they are the ones that actually own the asset if you have a loan, they understandably want it insured. Determining your budget figure for these categories is simple. For taxes, call the tax assessor's office and ask what the taxes will be for the coming year, or use your accountant to determine this for you. You can also find this information on most county assessor websites by using your tax or parcel number. For insurance, call your insurance broker and get competing bids or the figure for your renewal on the existing insurance policy. There are only a few things you can do to impact the amount you will have to pay for insurance. One I've already mentioned, which is obtaining competing bids. Another option is to vary your deductibles and/or limits. Generally, you'll want to have coverage for the big things and not worry about coverage for things that can easily be taken care of out of pocket. It is always wise to consult with your insurance broker on the drawbacks of each policy decision. Utilities expense. Current year, $64,223. Previous year, $56,751. Change, -13.17%. Utilities vary from property to property, state to state, and city to city. Utilities are made up of the following: electric, gas, trash, sewer, water, cable, and phone. Generally, they will always rise in cost. It is always advisable to push as much utility cost onto the residents as the market will allow, as they are the ones that use them. Inevitably, there will be utility costs associated with operating a property that will be your responsibility. These include all utilities required to operate the clubhouse area, common areas such as pools and parking lot lighting, and utilities on vacant units. The best way to prepare your budget is to contact each company for all your utility accounts and get an estimate of the rates for the coming year. Determine your figure based on the rates that they quote to you. It is best to annualize these costs. That means dividing the total budgeted cost across the 12 months of the year evenly. Keep a close watch on your utility costs during the year. If you see extremely high costs above budget, you should refer to your variance reports and see if there is a reasonable explanation. If there is not, you should do some investigating. Never rely on the companies that supply your utilities to make corrections or question what they charge you for. Rather, trust, but verify. If the utility company is charging you fairly, you need to take a look at how you are using your utilities. Did you forget to stop heating the pool once the summer rolled around? Maybe your employees aren't turning the lights off in the clubhouse during the hours it is closed. Do whatever you can to eliminate utility waste. All of these things add up quickly and impact the value of your property by reducing your net operating income. On my properties, we installed timers in bath and laundry rooms to help reduce utility waste. Repairs and maintenance expense. Current year, $72,769. Previous year, $60,860. Change, -19.57%. These costs will vary depending on the age of your property, the speed and efficiency with which you or your property management company reacts to maintenance requests, and the quality of your resident profile. There is no surefire way to budget for maintenance costs other than by looking at the historical trends for your property. Costs that would fall under this category include, but are not limited to, carpet cleaning, interior painting, electrical repairs, heating and air conditioning service, plumbing repairs, appliance repairs, landscaping, pool service, and pest control. What doesn't fall under this category are replacement costs for appliances and major projects to upgrade a property. Those are considered capital costs, and we will address those in the next section. Repair and maintenance costs will generally rise each year as parts become more expensive and the cost of hiring third-party companies rises. If you are taking over a property that has a lot of deferred maintenance issues, or a property that is brand new, then you will have to factor in some deferred costs for each. Such is the case for our property example. That property in our budgetary example was brand new when we purchased it, and because the one-year warranty was expiring, we budgeted a significant increase in costs associated with repairs and maintenance. Generally, however, you should budget about a 2% increase each year for repairs and maintenance. So that is what we'll do for our new budget.